talking today with Greg Leonard, of course, from Northeastern Oklahoma. And Greg, you've been to some of these commodity classics before, haven't you?
Yes, I'm almost ashamed to admit, but I went on the committee for the commodity classic, the grower committee, on the third commodity classic. Now we're at the 20th, so it's been a few years.
Yeah, it's grown a little bit, right?
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, they've added the wheat growers and the sorghum people since I was on the grower committee. And, it's tremendous, the amount of people here. They're going to set a new record this year. I was visiting with the CEO of the Soybean Association. He says it looks like 7,500 people registered attendees. So.
Right. So, you know, when you look at all the innovations, all the goodies at the trade show especially, what just jumps out at you that and maybe that you've been able to embrace regarding some of these new technologies that are available to producers?
First thing that embraced me is how do we pay for it with today's commodity prices? But that aside, we grid sample. We do variable rate technology on all of our fertilizer now on our farm. So, you know, the how to store that information has been a big challenge to me. So today down there on the trade show floor, I was asking a lot of questions about how the new connectivity to the cloud and how we can do wireless things right from the tractor to get that information back to our computers in the office. And that just amazes me what we can do now. It's all at a price if you can afford it, but it's available. The biggest challenge for us is probably our cell phone connectivity out in the field and whether we can get a strong enough signal to make it work.
Right. This last year, fairly good year for most of our spring, our summer crop of folks. What about in your situation?
You know, I almost hate to say this, having been friends with so many people from Western Oklahoma, but it was the best year in my 30-plus years of farming. We had, you know, 60, 70 bushel wheat, 170 to 200 bushel corn, and 40, 50 bushel soybeans, double crop. So it is probably a once in a lifetime. I told my son, who's a junior at Oklahoma State in agronomy now, I told him, I said, you better enjoy it because it may be another 25, 30 years if you come back to the farm before you see the, you know. We like to think it's all the technology and everything we're doing that created that, but it rained at the right times. We had a fairly cool summer, and Mother Nature still controls so much. We can set it up to where when Mother Nature cooperates, but we have those kind of years, but we can't control Mother Nature.
But what's early, you know, your early thoughts about 2015? How's it, you know, starting to shape up as you think about, you know, your planting mix?
I'm pretty well committed right now. I've got right at 1,000 acres already ready to go take the planter and plant corn. We've put down all the fertilizer, strip till, got the pre-plant herbicide down. So at this point, we're basically going to be half corn, half wheat come, you know, the 1st of April, and then we'll double crop the wheat acres back to soybeans.
So that three crop mix has worked well for you.
It does. It breaks the weeds. You know, it let us break the cycle of continuous one or the other, and with all the problems with resistant weeds, it has almost been a, you know, with corn we can kill pig weeds, and that has been a great blessing. You know, in the past 5-6 years, it's been a good thing to be a corn grower if you could grow a crop. You know, you had to have the rainfall. We had 2 or 3 years of 20-30 bushel yields to, you know, and hope that, to me, that's been the best thing of the new farm bill, is the being able to go back and kick those years out of our 10-year average on the crop insurance. So Northeast Oklahoma, the new farm bill, I know in 2014 we're not going to draw any payments, and it doesn't look too promising, you know, running the spreadsheets in the years out. We're just, you know, if our yields are very good, ARC is not going to pay much of anything. So,
have you decided on ARC or PLC yet?
I'm in Phoenix today, and 2 days ago I revisited. I was a guinea pig for our FSA office on the updating basis and yields, and I went back and a few farms I put back to the old basis, and then we chose ARC County on everything because of the, you know, working with Jody at Oklahoma State and her spreadsheets that we've run the scenarios on every farm, and You know, they've changed a few times since November, but that's where we ended up at.